Hello, and welcome once again to A Word from My Hermitage. Today is October 30th, and my name is Father Clint Honkamp, coming to you from my hermitage located in St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Let's reflect today over a passage from the Gospel. In the Gospel today, we hear one of the most poignant laments in all of Scripture. Jesus says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearn to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling." This is not the voice of a judge pronouncing sentence. It is the cry of a broken heart. Jesus stands before the holy city, the place meant to be the dwelling place of God, and weeps over its hardness of heart. He had come to bring peace and mercy and salvation, but those he came to save refused to listen. This moment reveals something essential about God's love, that it is tender, not forceful, patient, not coercive. Jesus did not conquer hearts with power, but invites them through compassion. The image Jesus uses, of course, is a mother hen gathering her chicks. It's disarmingly simple, almost domestic. It is one of the rare places in Scripture where God's love is described in motherly terms. A hen spreads her wings not only to warn, but to protect. She will even place herself between danger and her chicks. That is what Christ does for us on the cross. He stretches out his arms to gather us under the shelter of his mercy, and in doing so takes upon himself the full force of evil and rejection. But then comes the sorrowful phrase, "You were unwilling." God's desire to save us is infinite. But love can only be received freely. The tragedy of sin is not that God stops loving, but that we stop responding. We often imagine sin as great acts of rebellion or scandal, but Jesus identifies something subtler, an unwillingness, a quiet inward refusal of grace. It is the spiritual shrug of indifference, "Not now, Lord," or "I'll come back when it's convenient for me." Unwillingness keeps us respectable on the outside, but distant from God on the inside. How often do we resist his invitations? Perhaps he calls us to forgive, to reconcile, to return to prayer, to open our hearts in trust. And we just say, later. And yet Jesus still stands at the gates of our hearts, yearning to gather us again. What does Jesus do when we are unwilling? He does not turn away in anger. He waits. He weeps. He continues to send us his prophets, voices of truth, moments of grace, opportunities for conversion. His patience is not weakness. It is mercy. It is the steadfast love that will wait for us as long as it takes. Every Eucharist is Christ's invitation to be gathered once more. Every confession is a homecoming under his wings. Every act of mercy we receive or give is his way of drawing us closer to himself. So today this gospel invites us to ask, where am I resisting the Lord's embrace? What walls have I put up to keep him at a distance? Can I let myself be gathered fully, freely, trustingly, under his wings of love? When we finally allow ourselves to be gathered by Christ, we discover what Jerusalem never found. Not judgment, but grace. Not control, but communion. Not fear, but rest in the shelter of his heart. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus, you wept over Jerusalem because of love. We are often unwilling, slow to trust, hesitant to return. Gather us together again beneath your wings. Heal our hardness, warm our coldness, and make us willing to be loved. May our hearts reflect your own mercy, patient and steadfast towards others. Amen. If you found this reflection a blessing in some way, I invite you to share it with family members and friends, and maybe even invite them to join us each and every day here in my hermitage, where we share together a reflection over the gospel from Mass. May God bless you and have a good day.